Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheThatInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
Hey Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
For 30 years, Cliff Kelly has graced the airwaves in Chicago. He's become a legend in talk radio. WVON thanks him for 25 years of service. Now it's time for Chicago to celebrate the governor of talk radio.
It's pilot time!
Mark your calendar for Saturday, November 16th at the Parkway Ballroom. Be there for the most amazing retirement party of the century. Keep listening for details.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Kelly on WVON AM 1690.
Good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. I'm Cliff Kelly, and it is Saturday, October the 19th, America's Heroes Group Roundtable, State of Illinois, Communities and Veterans Affairs. Please remember, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We want everybody to remember that, all right? I am the host of this show. Our executive producer is Glenda Smith, and our digital media producer is Manny Corazzari. And we have brains and beauty in the studio today. Right,
we'll he knows back. How to start it, right?
Right. Absolutely. I'm going to take advantage of that. How often does this happen? You know what I mean? I'm not crazy. You know, we have our panelists, and we're just going to have a great conversation. The Lieutenant Governor, yes, of the state of Illinois, Juliana Stratton. We are certainly pleased to have her here, the first African-American woman elected as State of Illinois' 48th Lieutenant Governor. How are you?
I'm doing great, Cliff. Thanks so much for having me on the show, and I'm so glad to be here with my good friends, my senator,
yes.
And I know you'll be introducing
right.
her, as well as our director of the Veterans Affairs for the state. So I'll let you do that introduction.
And then we'll just talk. And my senator also,
ooh,
as
yeah.
you said.
Two boys.
My senator. The honorable state senator who is just doing such a great job, and Manny Hunter, and we are so pleased to have you here.
Thank you so much, Cliff. It's a pleasure to be here on your show always.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And we have Linda Chapa-Lavea, and we're pleased to have her. She was just appointed as the IDVA director by Governor Pritzker, and this is just a great appointment, and congratulations.
Well, thank you. I'm very excited. In fact, so excited since the beginning of March, I've put probably about 28,000 miles on my car traveling this beautiful
You're
state,
moving. Yeah.
meeting with our veterans. Yeah. It's such an honor to be here today. Thank you.
Well, listen, it is so great just to have you ladies. I'm going to defer to the Lieutenant Governor as the ranking member right now and let her start it off.
Yeah, well, thank you again so much for us being on this panel today. It's great to be here with America's Heroes Group. Mm-hmm. And first and foremost, thank you for your service. Yes. We know you're a veteran and for lifting up the issues that relate to veterans all across not just the state of Illinois, but really because of your reach, you're reaching veterans issues all around the state of all around the country. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to say, you know, Governor Pritzker and I are so honored to serve in our positions in our state as the governor, Governor Pritzker, and then me as lieutenant governor. As you know, we just came off of an historic legislative session, and thanks so much to the legislators and members of the General Assembly, like my Senator Maddie Hunter. And we are so proud to have put together the most diverse administration in the history of our state, which includes, I believe, the first Latina to ever serve as the head of our Department of Veterans Affairs, Linda Chapalavia, who is doing a fantastic job hitting the ground running. I guess I would just say, kind of as we start off this conversation, it's history.
It really is.
It's history.
Yeah.
And I would just say that, you know, the governor and I are very proud of what has happened this past legislative session. We know we're not done yet, but, you know, we prioritize making sure we got a balanced budget passed for our state so that we can start to bring some fiscal stability to our state. We made historic investments in education from every level, starting at early childhood education all the way through K through 12 and higher education, and just making sure that through our capital plan, our $45 billion capital plan, that investments are being made over the next 6 years to strengthen our infrastructure. And when we talk about what that also means as we think about our veterans, we think about the investment to make sure that we can do the construction that's needed for the Quincy Veterans Home and make sure that that's brought to a place that is demonstrates the dignity and respect that our veterans are due. And then making sure that we also got that construction started, restarted really, on the Chicago Veterans Home so that we can make sure that we can have quality services there as well. So the governor and I have prioritized the issues that are important to the veterans in our state, whether that's making sure that there's affordable housing options, real employment opportunities. I serve as the chair of the Military and Economic Development Committee, which really focuses on how do we make sure that we have the proper economic development around our military installations in our state. And so in every way, we want our veterans to know that we are so grateful for their service, that we honor them, and the way that we honor them is not just through our words, but through the actions, both through our budget, through our capital plan, and the things that we are trying to do to push forward to show our support.
We got the right lieutenant governor.
Yeah, we do. Yes, we do. She's always on the go.
My goodness, my goodness. Let's go to, we were talking about what a great job, and I certainly agree with her relative to what the legislative session was like. So let's go to the senator.
Peter Hunter.
Yes.
All right. So Lieutenant Governor Stratton just detailed a number of things that they've been doing, and of course, we in the legislature, you know, our job is to pass legislation and pass it on to the governor after it passes both houses. Linda Chapalavia is no longer serving in the House. You know, she's a former state rep.
State rep, yeah.
That's right.
Right.
And so,
counterpart.
That's
chairman.
Right. And so we've worked together over the years on a number of issues. And so once we finished passing legislation, we sent it over to the governor's office, and he'll sign it into law. And so you know, in the past 4 years, actually, you know, folks was walking around dragging in the Capitol and said, okay, what we got to do now? You know, the governor's cutting this, and the previous administration is cutting that, and we can't get this done, and we can't get that done, and busloads and busloads and busloads of people coming in and saying, what the hell y'all doing? What y'all doing? And, you know, so now, you know, we have a new administration here, and boy, it's like the lights has gotten brighter now. You know, not only in the Capitol, but throughout the state. And so we're really getting some things done, and we really feel good about what we've accomplished this legislative session. And it's really good, Cliff.
Well, Senator, I think you're absolutely correct. I think everybody has mentioned the fact that they just love what is going on in Springville.
Yeah. It's a good feeling. I just want to just jump off on what Senator Hunter said, because even through the difficult times, Senator Hunter was always a fierce advocate, especially for social services. Let that fight go, because you knew what our communities needed, and she stayed on it. And so when you have people who are willing to do that, even when it's lean, at the time, Representative Chapalavia, I served in the House with her. She was another one that was always making it clear and fighting for our veterans in particular, even during the tough times. It's good to be in a place where we can all come together and say, all right, let's really get some things done.
And you know what's amazing, Lieutenant Governor? Mm-hmm. It's not just the Democrats. It's the Republicans also that have joined forces us to get things done.
That's
with this
good.
Amazing capital plan. And I can't go said enough how thankful I am for the legislature and the governor, of course, being in front of this, and Lieutenant Governor Stratton, is that $230 million for Quincy. It was so essential. And
that
it is
so
going
important,
to be,
isn't it?
Yeah. It is going to be the state of the art
Tell us
facility.
Why. Yeah. I want people to make sure we know about Quincy.
Well, we had a few issues.
A lot of folks may not know.
Yeah, we had a few issues in the last administration with Legionella and the water. But let me tell you, the technology we now have in there with this administration behind us is that my engineers can detect if there are any bacteria in the water instantly, and they know what to put in the water to make sure we kill all the bacteria. We have not had one case where it's taken somebody to the hospital, and since 2017. So we have been truly blessed to have a state that cares about its veterans. And a lot of people do not know this. If you're a veteran, whether you're wartime or peacetime, or a spouse, you're able to go to one of our homes for around $1,540 a month. That's $1,540 a month. And we will take care of you, your housing, your what you have to eat, your accommodations, health care. That is, we are one of the lowest thresholds in any other state in this country. So we have a lot of pride in what we do with and for our veterans in this state. And that makes me proud, because from day one, I used to tell people, they didn't elect me out in Aurora 16 years ago because I was a woman, because I was mother, because I was a businesswoman, or because of my color, my skin. They elected me because I was a veteran. Right. I ran in a district that was 37% Democrat. That's it. Wow. So when I tell that story, I don't tell that story because, I'm proud to be who I am.
Sure.
But being a veteran breaks down any political football, any political fight. We're Americans. We have the greatest country in the world. And people love us. They will go out and show that in spades. And this is what you've seen across not only the state of Illinois, but Illinois and the commitment this governor. I'm just I'm so proud and humbled. And when I say I'm humbled, it's in all humility that I get to serve these people and you and 500,000 veterans in the state of Illinois. Mm-hmm. Because I say I'm a veteran's veteran. There's nothing special about
that's
me, Cliff,
beautiful.
Even though we're Army.
Thank you.
Special there.
I had to get that in.
I had to get it in. But I started as an E1. I started
Did
as
you really?
E1,
okay,
yes,
okay.
And I went through the ROTC program at UIC and became a commissioned Army officer.
Beautiful. That's great.
And then they didn't allow women on the battlefield, so we had a little difference. Uh-huh. They wanted to send me, because Speckany Deutsch, they wanted to send me to Germany. I said, I want to be on that battlefield. I want to be all you gave me to be. And then they want to send me behind a desk. I said, I'll go National Guard. And then I went National Guard. Oh.
Let me mention something to you about that with the women. We have discussions. We have a regular panel here at our group. And, a year and a half ago, whatever, we had this vociferous discussion about should women be in combat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I was the one pushing the most. Women will kick your ass.
I love it. So I said, you mess with your wife, what happens?
That's right.
And if you hurt something we love, our children, we're going to go get the job done, bring it back.
This is what I talked about. I don't care what species you're talking about.
No, women.
Mess with the offspring.
Yeah, forget
you
it.
You got a problem.
Yeah,
we do.
And then we saw this. I'm sure you saw it. These six black women who just graduated from West Point.
Oh, yeah. I was so.
Wasn't that great?
Yes, it was amazing.
And then,
so proud.
And then the year before that, the leader was a black woman.
Yeah.
Her last name was Agnew. Askew, rather. Askew. Not Agnew.
Yeah, Askew.
ask, and the reason I knew that, I was in the service with a gentleman we called AAA. His name was Albert A. Askew.
Mm-hmm. Any relation?
Super Soldier. I don't know, but it's not a common name.
No, it's not.
And particularly for African Americans.
No,
so,
I'm proud. Mm-hmm. I am proud not only being American being a female, a veteran. It used to be that we wouldn't say we're females, we were veterans.
Yeah.
But what we started noticing is that the system took advantage of that. So, you know, today as I sit here, mm-hmm. what we could be working on is we don't have one shelter for a female veteran with children in the state of Illinois right now. Oh. And if you are a homeless veteran, and we're working on this, we had one that was coming in Springfield.
Senator's getting ready to write
the community didn't let it go through. I mean, that what's despicable to me mm-hmm. is a homeless veteran. It's despicable.
Yes. Yeah.
It's not what we stand for.
You're right. Right.
So, you know, that's one thing at the legislature, and Senator Hunter, I see you over there writing
furiously. Yeah.
We need to work on is because
Let's
what we'll find
with the lieutenant.
Yes.
Sure.
If we find a female mm-hmm. veteran who is homeless and children, she'd rather live under the bridges than go to a homeless shelter because she's afraid of the children being separated
mm-hmm.
and afraid that the system will take away her children. So she'd rather stay in an abusive relationship or under a bridge. It's a very shameful.
Yeah, it's true.
Very shameful.
You're really on point.
That is
Well, one of the things, I chair the Lieutenant new Governor. Illinois Council on Women and Girls, and when we had our first meeting, it was so interesting because, you know, we say, oh, this is a council, we're going to look at issues relating to women and girls, and it was very clear in a couple of different areas, but one that I'll mention today is a woman who serves on our council, who's a veteran, who said, when you talk about women's issues, it's not okay if you don't specifically pull out the issues relating to women veterans.
Amen.
That we have some unique Beautiful. Needs and challenges, yes. and what you just talked about, Director, that's an example of that.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to we're in a place now where we have a whole council that's going to play specific attention to what are the needs of women veterans. And we'll be working closely, of course, with our General Assembly, sure. with legislators mm-hmm. like Senator Hunter, with Director Chapalavia, mm-hmm. and making sure that in our state that we pay particular attention to the needs of women who are often mothers, women who often experience different things during their service, yep. who want to have the same pathway to opportunity like mm-hmm. anyone else. We just dealt with equal pay here in our state right. when the governor signed into law the no pay salary pay yeah. or salary history law.
Mm-hmm.
These are examples of ways that we want to see equity. I lead the Justice, Equity, and Opportunity Initiative. It's housed in the Office of the Lieutenant Governor. When we talk about equity and finding out where do we need to pay specific attention to bring some leveling of the playing field, women veterans is one of those areas, and I look forward to working with both a senator and the director on some of these
That's
initiatives.
Absolutely.
This is great.
Another thing I'd like to talk about, it's mm-hmm. very on the mind of the Lieutenant Certainly. Governor and the Senator, I'm mm-hmm. sure, is the veterans that are incarcerated in the system.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you and I know, and others that are listening, it takes us 6 to 9 months to go from a civilian to a soldier.
Mm-hmm.
They build us up as a fighting machine. They
right.
do. There's no evidence right. about it. That's why we have the greatest forces. But what happens is when we bring our men and women back, we put them right into their homes in 24 hours. So we have a lot of issues. We have homelessness. We have incarceration. We have a lot of issues going on. And one of the things that Senator Hunter had shown me a week or so ago is, and I started to investigate it. So we're in the midst of starting a pilot program to deal with our individuals that are honorably discharged and find themselves in the criminal system, incarcerated, and how we can help them right now for the transition once they get out. What can we give their kids right now? Because if you're 20-year and you have a pension, mm-hmm. the person that's incarcerated is allowed 10% of their pension,
mm-hmm.
but the 90% can go to the family, and the family doesn't even know
they
that.
They don't even know it.
They
that's
don't
right.
even know yeah, there's money on the table for them.
Yes,
so we're really excited, and this stems not only
great.
From the Lieutenant Governor right. and Maddie's discussion, but Michigan's doing something like this. We have an amazing director
right.
there for Veterans Affairs, and she's doing some stuff like this, but it's an MOU. It's not put in statute or anything. But check this out.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much money we could save the state by making sure we're giving the veteran the benefits they deserve before they get out and when they get out, the transition from incarceration to home, to a job, to a family, to education,
right.
to staying out of the system. And what do we say? You know, we've been in the General Assembly for a while. That job that we give that one person helps give six other people or seven other people jobs in their community.
Yeah, but Linda,
that's great.
What is the relationship between the Illinois Veterans Affairs and the feds?
The feds right now, we're working with them because they have a specific program for justice and health care for incarcerated veterans. Okay. So we're going to be working really closely with them, and they're excited that we're picking this up because that's not really a sexy thing to talk about, right? Our veterans are so important, and we are calculating about 70% women or men. Right now we're looking at the male population, and we're going to be looking at the female because we have like 27 incarcerated women. So it's got to be a certain percentage of that that are veterans,
Not 27.
2,700
Okay, I thought you said 27. I was like, we have far more women incarcerated, unfortunately.
2,700 That's what MK said. Lieutenant, I mean the first lady, the governor's wife. But that in the in our system, we have about 1,000 veterans that are incarcerated that are male, and we were guessing around 60% of them have mental illness that landed them there. Because not too long ago, I was, you know, God is so good. And whatever boots I wore, he allowed me to soak up information and then to write legislation.
Let me ask you this, Director. Have you, you know, we have the Veterans Court to come on quite
That
often.
Was one of the things I started here in Chicago. Okay, we had some other people work on it. But so check this out. So
Judge
the
Hook,
godfather,
you know,
a godfather of a Marine, a decorated Marine, came to me, Representative, can you help my godson? Well, what happened? He tried to hold up a gas station three times with a plastic pistol. That's federal because it was a weapon. And I had him signed out on his own signature straight to Brown's. Because I told the head, I said, we could have it one way or the other. He's mentally ill. He was off his meds.
Right. So the Veterans Court is something that
it started
with.
God is good. I wasn't the only person. I'll never take credit for that. A lot of people
Well,
helped.
We really need that. There are so many folks who are just, you know, for the first time, and I'm an animal lover, and the 4th of July, they said, if you're going to use fireworks, look out for the animals. But for the first time, ladies, I heard they added and the veterans.
And veterans.
PTSD.
Because the PTSD. Exactly.
And you're exactly right. And they had signs out in lawns.
Which is great. Call-in number, if someone wants to mention something to these wonderful ladies giving us this great information, is 312-374-8130. So where do we go after? There's so much here.
There's a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
We're going to take a break, and we will come back with the three of them. We'll be back in a moment.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Hi, we're the National Women Veterans United, the proud sponsors and partners of the Americans Hero Group.
Our mission is to ensure that women veterans are aware and have access to their VA benefits, resources, and entitlement. We monitor current or pending legislation that may impact VA eligibility and services.
We're located at 7907 South Racine in Chicago, Illinois.
And we provide a safe place for women to come relax. We have a meditation room. They can get food, clothing, housewares, whatever emergency services they may need.
We're the only Women Veterans Center in the state of Illinois. We are members of the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, National Guard, and the Reserves.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
For 30 years, Cliff Kelly has graced the airwaves in Chicago. He's become a legend in talk radio. WVON thanks him for 25 years of service. Now it's time for Chicago to celebrate the governor of talk radio.
It's pilot time!
Mark your calendar for Saturday, November 16th at the Parkway Ballroom. Be there for the most amazing retirement party of the century. Keep listening for details. When you see news happening, call the WVON News Now tip line at 773-336-3415 or send an email to news@wvon.com.
Good afternoon. This is America's Heroes Group, and we are continuing the conversation with just, oh my goodness, beauty, brains, and whatever.
We got
them all here. The Lieutenant Governor, Juliana Richardson, the first African American woman elected to the state of Illinois.
Stratton. Not Richardson. You said Juliana.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Richardson.
Juliana Stratton. I know that. I'm looking right. You know what? You did that to me.
I know I did.
You know why? Because you start talking about Canadian sunset.
Oh.
That's why.
Okay, blame me. Okay, I'll take it.
I'm going, yeah.
That's right. Mine too.
Besides, everybody knew who I was talking about. Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton, Linda Chapalavia, we are so pleased to have her here.
Sean.
Appointed by the governor, Pritzker. And, of course, our state senator. It's just great to have these ladies here, and you've heard some great comments. Again, our call-in number, 312-374-8130. And let's take a call from Emmanuel. Emmanuel?
Hey, Cliff, how you doing?
Fine, sir. Thanks for calling.
And good afternoon or good evening to your distinguished guest.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to know that I've been listening to the show since 4:15, and the information that you put out is just so awesome.
Oh, wow.
I love you, Cliff Kelly.
Oh,
well, thank you, sir.
We love him, too.
You're great.
Yeah, you're the man. You know, and what you're doing for veterans now, this shift into this all-veterans mode is so needed.
Yes.
And I'm hoping that the website is recording these shows so they can be accessed while you're not on the air.
Mm-hmm.
But congratulations to the new Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs head.
Thank you, sir.
I'm humbled
to serve you. You can just call me Aunt Linda.
And thank you, Lieutenant Governor and Senator Manny Hunter.
Yep.
I appreciate you all.
My pleasure. Thank you, Emmanuel.
Keep up the good work, man. This information is priceless to veterans, and I certainly, as one veteran, greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, Emmanuel. That's wonderful. Appreciate you being with us.
Okay. It was great to hear from Emmanuel, and what he said when he first started by saying to you, Cliff, thank you for lifting up these issues and raising the voices of
America's heroes. Mm-hmm. I mean, when we think about how many, you know, we talked about the justice issue, we talked about housing, we've talked about all of these issues, and we should really be lifting up and making sure that our veterans, our heroes, have what they need. They've served our country, they have sacrificed so much, and we should make sure that their needs are met. And so I just appreciated how he said, thank you for doing this, because you are giving voice to lifting up so many issues that, like I said about that Women's Council, somebody said, make sure you don't forget the veterans, and we should never forget our veterans, and you're making sure that it stays. This conversation stays at the forefront.
Thank you so much. Yeah. And you could be one of the only radio shows doing this across the country. I'm pretty sure you are.
You know, on a regular basis, whenever I run into vets, I'll automatically say thank you, because, you know, when they sign up for, such as you guys here signed up for the military, it's like you signed a blank check to the U.S. government saying, here, take my life, because I want to sacrifice my life for the people of the United States, you know. And so, because none of you all know what is in store for you, because you don't know what the unintended consequences are or anything like that, you know. And so, as a result, you know, you just sacrifice everything. You forego a family for those who do not have one. And for those who do have one, you know, they leave their families behind. And even if they're traveling with them in the same country or the city or the state, they leave and go home. You know, they never know what is going to happen, you know. So,
Senator, you're so right on that.
I've seen people.
Yeah. Families get split up, and
they do.
And you know, but you know, that's part of the deal. Well, one of the things, see, I even learned from here. I didn't know what the director was talking about. The spouses, and so forth. I wasn't aware of that.
And that's just a taste of what is out there for the veterans. You know, one of I have 70 different offices across the state with veteran service officers, and wherever I go and speak to, and I'm in a group of people, I always ask veterans, stand up, let's acknowledge you, and then I ask them, out of all of you, how many have you gone to see one of my VSOs? And half will and half won't. So there's a whole different kind of guilt that happens within our own communities of veterans, peacetime, wartime, those who wanted to serve didn't get picked when they were doing the lottery. Women that we weren't able to be on the battlefield until 2013, and there's so many issues that come up. But I always ask, if you served, and it doesn't matter if peacetime, wartime, reservist, whichever, you need to see one of my VSOs, because it might not even be about you getting benefits, but your child or your wife getting benefits. Don't leave it on the table.
Right.
Because there's also veteran guilt of, you deserve it as a veteran more than I ever did. So I will never go see a VSO. We put legislation, all three of us, into play, whether it's property tax relief, whether it's hunting license, fishing license,
driver's license. License plates.
License plates, the benefits, the discount card for Cook County. I mean, we go through the litany of services. One of the things we put into play, the first piece of legislation I did was with two governors and one president of the United States. Senator Barack Obama at the time was my sponsor in the Senate.
Yes.
And you know what we put in place with them? And then Blagojevich signed it, and Pat Quinn was there, if you're curious. Anyway, I'm sure you figured that one out. But if the man or woman that are National Guard get called up, that they get their jobs back when they come back, or a job that gave them the same amount of money, because they were firing, not promoting, not giving mortgages.
That's right.
A litany of stuff to our servicemen and women because their employers knew that they could possibly go over there,
and
you know,
at
Desert Storm. So we did a lot of great stuff all together, all of us. We're just proud.
I think that what that issue raises is that we have to think about these issues not just from the veteran, but from the family, the entire family. When you are moving from one place to another, one of the things that our Military Economic Development Committee is thinking about is, how do we make sure that the needs of the children in the educational system are met? How do we make sure, as they're transferring from one school to the next, that there is a smooth transition so that they have what they need? Maybe if the student needs special education services, how does that IEP travel so that they can get the services and supports that they need?
Right.
Same thing with the jobs. You know, you talk about spouses. spouses who might come from another state. Maybe they were licensed in another state. And I know that the General Assembly has done some really terrific work over this last year of really making sure that some of that licensing can transfer to the state of Illinois so that people can continue to have their license and continue to work. So I think what we're trying to do, both in terms of the administration, the General Assembly, and the director as well for Veterans Affairs, we're talking about sort of a comprehensive, holistic approach to Veterans Affairs.
Right.
That we are no longer just looking at, well, let's see. I mean, it's important what we do for that veteran.
Absolutely.
But that veteran also wants to make sure that his or her spouse, his or her children, that the family as a whole, and when we lift up families, we know that we lift up entire communities and the entire state of Illinois.
That's right, because, you know,
Senator, they
hurt the same as we hurt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And some vets have felt like they weren't appreciated in the past, that they made all of these sacrifices for nothing, you know. Because some vets came home and they really, you know, they weren't respected. They weren't treated the way they should have been treated, you know.
True.
So now it's our responsibility to make sure they get every single thing that they need and deserve, as well as their families, you know, because we really wouldn't be here without them. Just like the gentleman was speaking before we came on this show, he was saying that had it not been, and I didn't hear the whole story for somebody, we would have all been speaking Russian.
Oh, yeah. Right.
You know.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so we appreciate these guys, you know. Had you not been there for us, there's no telling where we'd be at today.
That's true.
Period.
Again, our call in number 312-374-8130. You know, this is amazing. You ladies are just so together, because you're telling me things and I'm running the show that I don't know anything about.
That's about communication.
Which is why we have people that come in who know. But with all of the things that the three of you are saying, is there any way or any place where somebody maybe from your place to can get some information?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
And I hope to share our phone number. I'll share my own if you want. It's 312-898-0554. And any one of your callers, listen, I'm a Goodwill ambassador for that more than half a million veterans, and I take that very seriously because, once again, I know someone died to give me the right to be on live radio.
Right.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
let's just put it that simple.
That's a good point.
The freedom to
good
speech,
point.
To speak, you know, to speak. So, and then my email is just linda.chapalavia@illinoisgov. I know my staff's going to be mad at me because I gave my personal stuff out, but it doesn't matter because you care. I care, and we do care about every issue that you're going through. So please don't hesitate to use those two things. I'd love to hear from you guys.
That phone number again, 898-312-898.
My cell is 312-898-0554.
Well,
now,
that's your cell. I got that.
It really is. If you call right now, it'll light up. I want you to call.
Lighting
I
up.
Need you to help.
I think it's lighting up right now.
I need to help you. Put it that way. I don't have a lot of time on this planet, and God's put me where he has, so I want to help you.
But let me ask what I was thinking, because obviously I know more than a lot of people do because of the show, and, of course, with Glenda getting all this information from me all the time.
Right. You know, Glenda's amazing.
Oh, yes, she is.
She's amazing. She's got a great heart.
But the point I'm asking is this. Is there something, if we call that number, that can just give a list of all of the things that your department does?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
That's
well, how about a website,
like
too? I mean,
the
website also has information.
You know
what's
funny? Because going from an elected official to the director, I give out more cards as a director than I did. And it's hard to believe because I'm a pretty gregarious person. I love people, and I love them until just have to, you know, succumb. But if after the show, I'll get all that information for you, and you can put it on the website or what have you. Or while we're talking, I'll get some more information.
That's great.
Because I'm so used to just giving out my information. Say, just send it to me. I'll get you to the right person.
Right.
That's the way our administration is.
But I think the other thing, when you talk about how many different offices around the state, 70?
We have 70 offices across the state, and we see about 1,400 veterans a week. And we've brought in close to $70 million in awards. I want to see more people.
And that's important because we represent the entire state of Illinois. Yes. And that's important, to have that kind of geographic diversity, to make sure that there are 70 offices so that people in, you know, in the northern part of our state, in the central Illinois, in downstate, southern Illinois, there is access. Mm-hmm. And we want to make sure everyone has access. That's really important to this administration. The governor said from the very beginning, we are representing the entire state.
Right.
And so that's it's important for people to know that there should be an office that is pretty close to where they live, and that's a good way to stop in and get some of that information.
Absolutely, you're great.
That is great.
So,
again,
Cliff, let me make a suggestion, Senator, that maybe once a quarter you may want us to come on just to
do that'd be great.
New issues every time.
Just that would be great. You know, on what's going on, what's happening, you know.
Glenda's giving a
Glenda gave a thumbs up.
You know. She's giving a thumbs up. Senator, that would be,
education and awareness kind of thing.
Yes.
Let folks know what's going on out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think that's great.
And so.
They did turn off.
I got it.
All right.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of issues going on. Maybe we should talk a little bit more also about veteran suicide, which is a very serious thing that we've been trying to tackle on the smallest front. However, it's large because in state government, we don't have a lot of money for marketing. Mm-hmm. So that's why this radio show is so important to me. Mm-hmm. And when I leave, I'll pay you for being on because that's how important it is, out of my own pocket. Is that I worked with Jesse Brown's hospital, and they gave me these free bumper stickers with the crisis hotline on it and the homeless hotline. I have it on the back of each of my department's vehicles as a rolling billboard in the state, and I'd like to see that on every state vehicle because you never know who's going to be behind you reading that, and it's going to save somebody's life.
That's great.
So, so I'm really excited about that. And also what I'd like to do is make sure that when I'm talking out there, if you have a business card, I don't care who's listening to me, on the back of your business card, you should put the VA crisis line. You should be the homeless crisis line for VA, VA, our department, 1-800 number that Cliff's going to give you in a little bit, and IDES, a job for our veterans, because we get federal dollars to help our veterans get jobs.
That's
Love that on everybody's business card, because you never know who you're going to hand it to that's going to save
a
life.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
One of the things when we talk about, and the issue regarding suicide is such an important issue when we think about trauma, when we think about PTSD, when we think about just every day. I mean, we are unfortunately seeing that suicide rate go up. And so making sure that we bring the kind of resources that we need to our state, and I'm going to just put a brief plug because I'm not sure how much time we have left.
No, we're fine.
I want to make sure that everybody understands that the 2020 census is coming up April 1st, 2020. And so when we talk about resources in our community, when we talk about how do we make sure that we reach and count those hard-to-count communities, we must count all of our veterans.
Right.
We must make sure that our veterans are counted, that we are going all throughout the state, every corner of the state, because this is an issue relating to representation, and it's an issue related to equity.
Yes.
And when we say we want more resources, the way to make sure we get more resources is to make sure that we get a complete count in our state. This administration has put more money than any other state per capita to make sure that we have a strong investment in getting a complete count. There were organizations that were announced just this week to make sure they get out into the community and work with partnering agencies. And I'm saying that one of the things to your listening audience, and especially because, you know, we're focused here on Illinois, but you have listeners all around the country, the complete count for this census is critical, critical. And when we talk about even suicide prevention and other services like that, healthcare, access to healthcare, they make those decisions based upon how many have been counted, how many do we know, how many are accounted for, and if we're undercounted, that means we're going to have fewer resources than we need.
Madam Lieutenant Governor, that you are so right on that. I had a meeting, and I have been saying there's so many people who have left that I'm fearful we're going to lose a congressperson. But I was in a meeting at Congresswoman Robin Kelly's office, and somebody who was there mentioned that I had said that. Mm-hmm. Her response was, we might even lose two.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I heard that.
That would be terrible.
Did you hear
that?
Yeah. Oh, yes, I would hate that. Yeah. But we've got We've got to count everybody.
We've got to count everybody.
Everybody. Yeah.
So you know, so many people are so paranoid when it comes to giving out information. You know, and I don't think they really, really understand, you know, because I was talking to even family members, you know, and they were saying, well, we just did that old thing not too long ago. I said, look, you should know by now that this happens every 10 years.
That's right.
And so then folks would say, well, why do they have to count? I said, because there are all people move all the time.
Yes.
They move from one part of the city to the next. Mm-hmm. They move from one region of the city to the next. Mm-hmm. You know, so the census has to appropriately deal with the shift in population.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And
that's
so right. It has a lot to do with dollars coming into city, county, federal, state government, you know, funding your libraries and your park districts. And, you know, and so most people, the average person, do not understand why we count and how we utilize that information to fund initiatives that we care so much about and that we're constantly advocating all the time that my community needs this and my community need that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so once we can educate people, y'all. That's what we have to do is educate people on how this thing works and why it works like this.
Right. And hopefully. It works because the three of you. Look at the gorgeous. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's so obvious that it works because we have people like you who take care of the business.
But we have to keep talking about it.
Don't we do. Oh, no, we do. No, you're right. You're right, Senator. You know, and you do keep talking about it.
In fact,
we need to do this again, as somebody suggested.
That's right. Yeah. I'm at a place where almost any room that I go into, I have to talk about the census.
Right.
Because all the things that we say that we need and that we want to have strong and thriving communities, if we're undercounted and we see those millions of dollars and billion over the course of 10 years just for missing 1% in an undercount.
That's true.
Then these are resources in our communities, especially communities of color in particular, hard to count communities, children under the age of 5, our veterans. These are communities that we really have to make a concerted effort to touch.
We certainly do, and I'm just so happy that you brought that up because we're going to have to continue to talk about that.
Yes,
absolutely.
With the things that you folks are doing, and you're doing a great job,
but
you need the money to do it.
Yes,
so,
you do.
And this is where it comes from. So this is so important. We got about another 4 or 5 minutes left. Who wants to say something more about whatever?
You don't want us to stop talking because, okay, so the Chicago home will be open hopefully in this coming 2020 or in early 2020. So if there's any veterans out there that are looking for a home that they'd like to get into here in Chicago, please don't hesitate to call us or send an email. And, of course, we have 4 other homes. Quincy, like we stated earlier. Anna's down almost by Nashville. You go to Graceland when you're down there. It's beautiful down there. And then we have Mantino and LaSalle. 2 of our homes are domiciliaries. So we take in veterans that just need a home to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a Prince Hall, which is takes in the homeless population. They're in Mantino, too. And not a lot of people know that either.
Oh, I didn't
so
know
if
that
there's
myself.
A homeless veteran, we can get them in there pretty quickly.
Okay.
You know, this is so important, too, because, as I'm sure you folks know, you know, there's homeless places here in Chicago.
Right.
But a lot of folks, including some veterans, they won't go.
No, and that goes back to mental illness, and that's one of the big things with the governor and also Lieutenant Governor and what we're doing in that population. But what I've decided is we don't need to force somebody to go somewhere. We need to go to where they're
at. Them.
I like that.
And I was getting ready to say you need a team, or we need to put together a team of outreach people to just hit the streets and go out there because I am so tired of seeing entire families. See, we have homelessness in general.
Right.
But if you talk to the vast majority of those people who are out living on the streets or in homeless shelters, they're veterans.
Yeah.
You know, and so now you got whole families out there. And so we are going to have to just go out there. And I believe that with, you know, I was told that the military has more monies for vets than anybody, especially homelessness and affordable housing is what I'm told, because they said the State Department has amount of money and anything dealing with the federal government.
Right. And well, so, we're working really hard on that, Senator. Yeah. We're going to keep on working on that. That's so important.
And at the same time, even though we know that there are some real challenges with our veteran community, we also have to do things like
provide technical assistance, mentoring, so that veterans can start businesses and be entrepreneurs and make sure that as they think about pathways to education and higher education, that some of their life experience can count for their higher education credits. So we have some really innovative veterans who are doing great things, and we want to make sure that economic opportunity is also something that we highlight, that even in the midst of some of the challenges with homelessness and suicide and mental illness, that we understand that there are many people that are also looking to just make sure they can get businesses started, take care of their families, and continue to contribute to their communities. And we want to make sure that across the board that we are supporting our veterans.
And one last thing, if you're a veteran or you're enlisted, find a battle buddy out there and make them your family. We need you guys to stick together until we can get there. Love you all.
You ladies have been nothing short of fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Oh. We love you, vets.
We love our vets.
Yes. I'm a vet. I'm a vet.
We love you, Cliff.
To all of our vets.
We're going to have you back, please.
Take care.
We can do it every quarter.
That's great. That's
monthly.
Every
bimonthly.
Every other month. Okay, we'll try to work it out.
Go right ahead.
These three powerful women make me proud to say WOMAN. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you all so very much for listening to America's Heroes Group. We are global because of you. We can be reached 24/7 at 312-803-2618. We're located at 155 North Wacker Drive, Suite 4250. Regarding any issues dealing with housing, or health care, whatever issues are related to military. We are so grateful to our partner, Mrs. Dorothy Lavelle, and the Chicago Crusaders. Articles on veterans, armed forces, and their family members can be viewed online at www.chicagocrusaders.com. To subscribe to the Chicago Weekly column with the Governor Talk Radio Voices, Mr. Cliff Kelly and America's Heroes Group, call the Chicago Crusader, 773-752-2500, or send an email to ads@chicagocrusaders.com and request a subscription. Thank you so very much for watching us live on Facebook. Make sure you hit our Facebook like button at the top of our Facebook page. Therefore, you will stay connected and will receive future notifications regarding shows, information, and resources regarding our veterans, armed forces, family members, and communities. Once again, to our global listening audience, we are grateful. Mr. Cliff Kelly and America's Heroes Group, I appreciate you guys for liking our pages, for listening to the show, for sharing. Thank you so much. Because of you.